No. The fourth commandment synthesizes all the obligations growing out of family life, elevated by revelation. In other words, the fourth commandment is, you might say, an encyclopedia of all the responsibilities that pertain to family life. And sisters, I will say it here, and the fourth commandment is part of our consecrated life. Do you hear me? Well, there are two kinds of families. There is a natural family, the obvious. Father, mother, and the children whom they bring into the world. But there is a supernatural family. And the largest supernatural family, of course. Could we close the door on my cup a little bit, sister? Thank you. In other words, there is both, as I said, the natural family, and there is a supernatural family. The supernatural family is the church. And within the church, every branch or division within the church, thus a parish, thus a diocese, thus a religious community, and worldwide, thus a local religious community. And the church over the centuries speaks of the family of a religious community. And the bottom line of the fourth commandment is, and the verb is honor. Before we finish by 6 o'clock, you'll see more. That verb honor contains many, many obligations. Notice the fourth commandment does not read, obey your father and your mother. Am I clear? It means honor. And we are to continue honoring our parents, honoring our parents all through life, and not just all through their life here on earth, but all through our life. Every day, I pray for my father and mother, both of whom, of course, are deceased. And over the years I've written so many letters of condolence to say those who lost their father and mother in death. I tell the people, our faith tells us we will be reunited in heaven as families. Do you hear me? Won't have to be looking around. I wonder where my father, where my mother is. No. We're going to be united in heaven as families. And of course, never again to be separated. My father died when I was a year old. I never knew him. Mother died a year after my ordination. The one Mass, I wept from when I began the Mass till I finished in the cemetery burying my mother. In other words, honor is not just obedience. Then, the essence, strange language, sisters, the essence of the fourth commandment is to to honor, first of all, our parents, our natural parents, but then also to honor, well, our supernatural, both parents and those to whom we owe, well, the honor and respect due to those in authority. And that, sisters, he's already told you, that is the heart of both the virtue and the gift of piety. Pietas in Latin, piety in English. Piety means the honor given to those to whom we owe what we are. Piety is the honor we owe, and the verb is we owe to those because of whom we are what we are. And thus, for example, our teachers, those over the years that have, well, made us what we are. Pietas in Latin, I repeat, it is called loyalty to those who are the sources of our being. That's piety. Now the duties first of children. Honoring parents is a heavenly command. God himself made that command as we know to Moses. And through him, of course, to the whole human race. Again, both father and mother are to be honored. And over the years, sisters, I have given retreats on the Ten Commandments. I have given courses on the Decalogue. 2-semester course. So I would spend weeks on the Fourth Commandment. And as both father and mother. Normally, there are exceptions, but normally, the mother is closer to her child than the father. For obvious reasons. She carries a child for 9 months, gives the child birth, and cares for that child, say in infancy, and through childhood. But the father, too. And I deal with so many fathers. I don't mean priests. I mean men who are fathers. Oh, how they need sisters. How a father needs the respect and the love of his children. And I could talk on this subject for hours, which I have over the years. Being raised, most of us, mainly by a mother. In my case, father died when I was a year old. Oh, I missed my father. But, now of course, the honor, the respect, the love, the obedience, you name it, that a child owes to the father will not be shown in the same way to the father as to the mother, because women are different, especially your souls are different, sisters.